This week, we're bringing you stories about Native Americans as part of a collaboration with the PBS series We Shall Remain. And one of the biggest questions now facing Native communities is pretty fundamental. Who is an Indian? Brian Bull of Wisconsin Public Radio is himself a member of the Nez Perce tribe, and he set out to explore that question.
To examine this issue of who's an Indian, I went to a ranch house in Wisconsin Rapids, about 100 miles from Madison. There, I met with five generations of a Native American family gathered under one roof. 89-year-old Florence Camacho is a Potawatomi elder. She's helping her grandson, Dante, make a traditional piece of neckwear. They've scattered red, yellow, and brass beads all over the kitchen table.
After you're done beading it, you have to tie knots right there. Then my grandma is going to have to leather it right there.
You made one already out of plastic, and these are bones.
Nearby, Florence's other grandchild, Marina Pullen, cradles her son, Liam. He's just 2 weeks old.
Hey, baby boy.
Oh, there's a smile. Or gas.
Liam's soft brown eyes open for a moment, then he's back to sleep as Marina's mom, Amber Malone, looks on. She wants Liam to learn all about her tribe, the Prairie Band of Potawatomi. Only, technically, he's not actually a member. Most tribes, including the Potawatomi, require at least one quarter tribal blood to become official, complete with enrollment card and number. Malone says she's worried how enrolled members will treat her grandson as he grows up.
I know of people that have asked for proof. If you don't have proof, then you're not an Indian. In the Native culture, some people treat them as substandard individuals, as wannabes.
Malone says there's talk among the Potawatomi of lowering the requirement to 1/8. That, in a stroke of a pen, could double the tribe's membership. And there's a lot at stake here. Enrolled members enjoy tribal benefits, including health care and education. And there are science and art programs, too. Malone would love that for her own family.
Anything that's going to better enrich their lives. Whereas you have children that are non-tribally enrolled, you're kind of stonewalled as far as trying to get them the help and the tools to help better culture their minds.
In recent years, some tribes have gone the other way. They've actually reduced membership. While leaders say it's a matter of legitimacy, critics say it's all about money, namely per capita payments based on casino revenues.
To be quite honest with you, I think with a lot of tribes, I think it comes down to the money issue. They lower the blood quantum. There's a lot more people that are going to be able to come on to the rolls, and that per cap is going to be cut right in half.
His way, 3-1. Across the room, Malone's dad, Fred Camacho, is watching a ball game on TV. He says many tribes are considering lowering their blood quantum. He says it's inevitable.
Understanding that if you maintain a quarter blood quantum, at some point the tribe will disappear. Unless, and I have seen the argument, that you marry another one of your tribe.
That issue, marriage, is a contentious one among Native Americans. In Madison, Melissa Lomprey tells a story. She was looking for a new church and recalls enjoying the services at a local Native American church until
a man got up and he made a comment. Our Native American brothers and sisters here, they're not married to other Native American people. I was going to stand up and say, well, I'm here as a Native American person praying with all of you. What does it matter who I'm living with, who I'm married to? I just didn't go back to that service anymore.
Lomprey's part Menominee, Ojibwe, and Delaware, but two of her kids are half Puerto Rican, from their father's side.
They're less than 25% Menominee.
The struggle for identity among Native Americans isn't just about outsiders. Lomprey says other Natives have looked down on her for not growing up on the reservation.
I wish there was a magical mutt nation that you could put people in that could have that identity given to them, but there's not.
Even if someone's enrolled and lives on a reservation, that's still no guarantee they'll be considered Indian, as Denise Hobson Ryan knows. She's half Navajo, half Irish.
All right, this will be a real one.
In a dry, scrubby park in Phoenix, Arizona, Ryan swings, then hurls a round metal weight across a field. It's all practice for an upcoming Highland Games tournament. As her dad measures the distance, Ryan recalls how other kids on the reservation where she grew up teased her for her lighter complexion.
Well, they would say Biligana, Bilisana, because it rhymed really nice, and Biligana means white person, and Bilisana means apple, so it was Biligana, Bilisana. I heard that all my life growing up, but I lived with my Indian grandma for a while when I was little, and she would tell me things in Navajo to say back to them. So I would say some pretty mean things back. Probably not something you can say on the radio.
Ryan later went to Dartmouth College. She says the upper-class Indian students routinely questioned her identity.
I mean, I had never been to a powwow. I had really nothing to add to the conversation. I think that was sort of where they drew their traditional ideas was, well, you don't do powwows and you're not Indian.
In central Wisconsin recently, the Brother Town Indians held a powwow of sorts. The only problem? According to the federal government, they're not technically Indians. Dressed in their finest beaded and feathered regalia, attendees look and sound like other natives. But the Brother Town aren't federally recognized, which limits them in many ways, like their land.
The parcel of land that we're standing on here is about a 3/4 acre piece of land that was purchased by the tribe a number of years back in the process of the federal acknowledgement effort.
The Brother Town are among 300-some Indian tribes seeking federal recognition. Tribal member Darren Kroenke walks me through the snow and freezing rain across the tribal property. It takes us less than a minute to walk across it. The storage garage is the only building. Kroenke says tribal members are anxious for a place at the table with Wisconsin's 11 federally recognized tribes.
The issue that I raise is that federal acknowledgement is used as a qualifier, but it shouldn't have anything to do with it. It shouldn't prejudice or substantiate history or culture.
Kroenke says it's just a fact that the Brother Town tribe has a long history in Wisconsin. But after decades, they're still waiting for the government to make them official. For NPR News, I'm Brian Bull.
You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News. Steve Inskeep is back with us tomorrow. I'm Renee Montaigne.